He felt around in the dark until he touched a soft mass on the floor. His eyes adjusted to see the human corpse lying there, a young woman. Her emaciated body was weighed down by various jewelry, some rings both plain and adorned, earrings studded with white gems, and a locket that was stained with her blood. In our hyperactive modern world, it's very common for the mind to become inundated with thoughts and worries about the future. And from time to time, you might feel overwhelmed by this. This is, of course, very normal. The next time you feel overwhelmed, imagine that you're standing at the side of a road, watching cars pass you by. They might come blustering into your head, blaring their horns and making all kinds of a racket. But they will eventually pass, and they cannot harm you. Galmar crossed the threshold from the night into the orange glow of torchlight. He walked across the causeway to the great iron gates of the tower and rapped upon them three times with a gloved hand. There was no answer. He stood there for a moment, fingering the leather binding on the handle of his sword.
"Well, this is no good," he said to himself. "This place is locked up tighter than a dragon's treasury. We'll need to cause a distraction. Get him out long enough for us to make our move.